You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Restoring Faith broadcast, and I am Dr. Christopher Manuel, pastor of the Smyrna and Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Churches in Alexandria. We desire to present the gospel message of Jesus Christ to a dying world in these final moments of Earth's history. And now, today's broadcast.
We'll allow you and Rock Bottom become acquainted for you to come to your senses. You and Rock Bottom. You know what Rock Bottom is, don't you? Sometimes God will allow you and Rock Bottom to come together to become good friends. Because remember, you come from royalty. You spent all your money because you want to do what you want to do. And now God is allowing you and Rock Bottom to become best friends. Hey, how you doing? I just saw you yesterday. No, I just saw you a few minutes ago. What you still doing here? Well, I'm Rock Bottom. I'm going to always be here. But you, coming from royalty, shouldn't be here. Have you ever found yourself in a place where you knew that you should not have been, and the people around you and the atmosphere will declare, you don't belong here? Oh, I guess not. I guess everybody been saved all their life in the church. I'm gonna just leave it alone, because y'all probably have never been somewhere where they told you, what you doing here?
That's right.
I remember Sister Dots and I went to a party in high school. One of my best friends I've been knowing since we were kindergartners. That's how long we had been knowing each other. And he got to the party, and I got to the party, and then Sister Weaver, I looked at him, and he looked at me. He said, what you doing here? And in turn, I turned around and said to him, Brother Jackson, I said, well, what you doing here? We laughed, we chuckled, and we knew the next thing that we knew that we needed to do was leave. We knew, because both of us didn't need to be there. Come to find out later on after high school, he was in ministry, and I was in ministry. Which goes back to the illusion of what happened to us when we were in high school. I see you. What you doing here? Well, what you doing here? There are some places that will speak to us like that. And it may not be a party. It may not be a whatever it may be. It will testify to the fact, and that atmosphere around you will ask you a question, Christian friend. What you doing here? God always sends warnings. Oh, I'm trying to preach to somebody. God always sends warnings. Whether they come to us on the highway when they flash to let us know, what you doing here? Or they're flashing red telling you to stop. You don't need to come this way. The majority of the time, we treat situations like that as green lights. What do you do to green lights? You keep on going. Let me ask you a question. You don't have to respond in order. When you are coming to an intersection and you see the light has changed from yellow back to red, then it's doing its other thing. It's transitioning from red. As you're slowing down, entering the intersection, you see that it's changing from red, and you're slowing down, but you haven't come to 20 miles an hour yet. Stick with me. By the time you see that, you know that you've marked the changes, because you're counting in your mind, you know it's going to turn from red to green. So you're slowing down, but you're not at 20 miles an hour, Donnie. No, 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 you're not there yet. You're slowing down. You're probably about 35. And by the time it changes from red to green, what do, everybody? You're going to go. Some of the situations that where we spiritually begin to spend and squander our own substance of God, we treat it as a go signal. And he wants you to stop. This guy is in a foreign country, and his Wi-Fi connection has grown weak. He's in a foreign country, and all the likes, all the comments, and all the other posts don't even matter because of his incapacitation of his pocketbook. His pockets are now sticking together. There are no Benjamins. There are no Jacksons. There are no Hamiltons. There are no Washingtons. You know who I'm talking about? Them dead presidents. There are none in his pocket right now. So he has spent them. One thing that we can consider in this part of the portion of the text here, loose living can cause you to lose it all. In the Jewish economy, he was living it up, but all his friends that he had, all the servants that were around, the places he went to was his inheritance of what his father had entrusted to him. Remember, you have friends once you have money. Y'all not gonna talk to me.
Come on.
When you got some cheddar, you got some friends.
Yes, sir.
Because everybody wants to hang around with somebody who's gonna pay for everybody at the table when you go to Chili's or Applebee's.
That's right.
You start asking the question, Nicole, you got me? Yeah, I got you. Don't worry. Oh, good. So you'll start inviting more friends. And more friends. You got me? Yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it. This brother in this text, nothing is more nerve-wracking, and I know that you can concur. Nothing is more nerve-wracking, and nothing is the most painstaking is to give an inheritance to a son or daughter, and they spend it all, and now they're in trouble. Now they're in trouble. And guess who they call? I'm not even gonna go there, because I might get in trouble tonight. Guess who they're gonna call? They're gonna call mama, and they're gonna call daddy. They're gonna need for you to be the ambulance, the police, and fire truck, the army, the navy, the air force, the marines, the coast guard. They're gonna need for you to be black ops, CIA. They're gonna need for you to be everything to rescue them. Am I talking some truth to somebody tonight? The culture, the atmosphere, the crowd, sometimes even the family can cause you to live reckless and even loose sometimes. In the midst of his roaming, talking about this guy right here, in the midst of his roaming experience, as we look at the phone display of his own life, his character indicator says he's lost connection. He's out of money. He thought he was all that. Where is he now? He's in a faraway country. He can't connect like he used to. He's too far away from the modem, and he's lost the connection because the Wi-Fi code has changed. Are y'all talking to me tonight?
Yeah.
Bandwidth doesn't matter anymore. The type of modem he has to use, that don't matter anymore. Even the strength of his signal doesn't matter anymore. What really makes you come to your senses is that you recognize that you have lost your connection with God.
Yes.
Have you ever recognized that something is just not right?
Right. Yeah.
Can I use a character in the Bible that he didn't know that God had left him? He had laid his head in Delilah's lap a many a time. He was able to break loose Christian many a time and defeat the Philistines. Matter of fact, the record tells us that he took the jawbone of a donkey and whooped 1,000 people and wasn't tired. He took the tails of 250 foxes, tied them together, Sister Helen, lit them up, and they ran through a field. How do you catch a fox, let alone 250 of them? You don't love me. You don't tell me how your strength is. He finally laid his head in her lap one day. And she used wall clippers and cut his hair. And he got up thinking he could do it just because he was, you know, he was Samson. The Bible says he didn't know that the Spirit of God left him.
Lord have mercy.
And they took him from there, and he began to go grind meal. And what did they do with his eyes, everybody? So he won't be able to look at another woman. Guess who he has the grave responsibility of remembering for the rest of his life? You gotta be careful, because Our Delilahs today don't walk on 2 feet. Some Delilahs are males. You missed it. Some Delilahs are females. Some Delilahs are places where you've gone or where you're continuing to go. Some Delilahs are folk that you hang around with that are not Delilah material. And some of them you think, oh, ain't nothing wrong with hanging around them. You have to be careful because the indicator on your phone may say lost connection. This roaming that is happening to this man here is not hopeless, it's just helpless. See, everybody can be saved if they want to be. Did you hear me tonight? You can allow God to recalibrate your life, but you have to want him to do it. I can say I want to become an athlete. I can say that, but if I'm not eating right, if I'm not working out, if I'm not pushing my body to that stress factor where I can get over them 3 weeks of trying to condition this, I'm just talking loud, saying a whole bunch of words, and I'm not putting anything to practice. We can't be like that in our walk because we got people watching us. Well, Pastor, they should be watching me. They should be watching Jesus. They are watching Jesus. They're watching the Jesus in you. That's what they're watching, the Jesus in you, the one you've been talking about, the one you've been testifying of, that have kept you out of trouble, that have put bread and water on your table, that have kept your vehicle fixed, that have kept you out of the emergency. That Jesus you've been testifying about, that's the light that they hear about. And now they have fixed in and they hold in on that bad boy and they have thermal imaging and they see you and they're looking at Jesus in you. We can't be like Saul was, King Saul, hiding amongst the luggage when you're called to do a work for God. Well, not only does squandering all of his money reveal signs of a lost connection through his roaming, but the last part of this text and what it's designed to convey to us that he stopped his indulgence. He stopped his indulgence. Verse 15 through 17, Luke 15, look with me. Verse 15 says, so he went and forced, glue himself upon one of the citizens of that country who sent him into the fields to feed hogs. Watch this now. I got to stay right here because you got to get this. He forced himself. He's in a faraway country. And he's working a job. Remember, this is Jewish culture. So guess what? Jews and pigs don't have nothing in common. So you're working a job that you don't like. Oh, I'm trying to talk to somebody. Verse 16. And he would gladly have fed on and filled his belly with the choropods that the hogs were eating, but they could not satisfy his hunger, and nobody gave him anything better. Verse 17, that's where we're landing. Then when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have enough food, and even food to spare, that I am perishing, dying of hunger? What are you talking about? Well, he stopped his indulgence. Remember, where he was indulging in everything. He had everything at his grasp and at his fingertips. He's even feeding hogs something that he knew that he wouldn't have been touching. So as Jesus was telling this parable, he knew that some of the Jewish people felt uncomfortable because he talked about hogs and Jews in the same sentence. That didn't even sound right. But he had to get his point across. Sometimes the Father allows you to roam so that it makes you come to your senses. I'm gonna say it again. Sometimes he allows you to